In Matthew chapter 14, in verses 22 through 33, we see that Jesus has sent out his disciples in a boat into a storm. And it became late at night and they were rowing and they weren't making any progress in this storm. And in the fourth watch of the night, late at night, probably 2 or 3 in the morning, Jesus came walking out to the disciples in the middle of that storm on the water. And he began to get near the boat. And the disciples were terrified. They thought it was a ghost. They looked and saw Jesus. But Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, it is I." And then Peter yelled out to him and said, "Well, Lord, if it's you, well, then tell me to come to you on the water." And then the Lord said, "Come." And so Peter stepped out of the boat and he stepped on firm water, looking at Jesus, focused on Jesus, and he began to walk. And Peter walked on the water and he began walking to his Lord. But then in that passage, it says that he caught sight of the wind and the waves. And that once he saw the wind and the waves, then he began to sink. He lost his faith. He was focused on Jesus with a firm faith and he was walking on water. But then when he saw the wind and the waves, and when that became his focus, he began to sink and his faith was gone. But nevertheless, Jesus was right there and Peter said, "Lord, save me." And Jesus reached out his hand and he grabbed Peter's and he lifted him back up. And then in Jesus' awesome way and his gentle rebuke, he said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? You of little faith, why did you doubt?" You see, Peter's faith was strong at one point, focused on Jesus, trusting in Jesus. He could walk on water. He could do whatever the Lord called him to do when his faith was in Jesus. But then when he took his eyes off Jesus and his eyes looked at his circumstances and the problems and the things going on around him, and not the Lord, but everything going on around him, once that happened, his faith was weak. And he lost that faith. Well, we can do that. We can go from strong faith to weak faith in just a moment, just like Peter did. So my question for you this morning is, what's your faith like this morning? Is it strong? Are you focused on Jesus? Do you have that complete peace, those fruits of the Spirit in your life? Are you trusting in Jesus? Or is it like Peter's just a moment later? Is your faith weak right now? You're focused on everything that's going on in your life. And there's fear and doubt. What's your faith like this morning? Well, the title of this message this morning is "Stop Doubting and Believe." Maybe you need Jesus' gentle rebuke this morning, just like he gave Peter. Maybe that's what you need to hear. Maybe that's what I need to hear. "Oh, you of little faith, stop doubting and believe." Well, that's God's message this morning. Stop doubting and believe. Well, how do we do it? How do we do it? How can you stop doubting and believe? Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Let's look at what God says about it. Hebrews chapter 11. We'll look at verses 1 through 6. If you're new at this, that's in the New Testament. You go beyond Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Ephesians, and all those, and Thessalonians, and just after James, you'll see Hebrews. I'm sorry, before James. After Philemon. I didn't go through Bible drills like a lot of you all did as a child. Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 6, God tells us this. "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Let's pray together. Father, we just ask that you would speak to us. Lord, thank you for your precious, awesome, holy word. Lord, thank you that it is alive, that it lives. Lord, that we can open the pages of Scripture and hear you speak at any time. Lord, we want to do that this morning. Please speak your words to us. Get me out of the way, Lord. Let me speak as if I'm speaking the very words of God. Speak through me, that we may hear your voice, that we may take your truth and what you're telling each one of us this morning, and that we may do something with it, that we may leave this place following you, obeying your word, doing what you call us to. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How can you stop doubting and believe? Well, to stop doubting and believe, you need to know faith's definition, first of all. To stop doubting and believe, you need to know faith's definition. We see that in verse 1. Here's faith defined. I remember the first time I read this, I was like, wow. I was like, straight from God. I was like, thank you, God. That is what faith is. There's a definition of faith. It's God's definition. In verse 1, here's what faith is. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's faith's definition. Being sure of what we hope for. Well, what do you hope for? You could also look at it as what you hope for, what you believe, what you believe in, what you're believing in, what you're believing or hoping for. Well, what you're hoping for or believing in, believing God for, if you're sure of that, then you have faith. That's what faith is. Being sure of what you hope for, what you believe. And then here he gives the definition, another little slant, kind of a second little definition here. And it's also, it's being certain of what we do not see. And so it's something that has not happened yet, something that you can't see. It's not visible, but yet you're certain of it. You're absolutely certain. That's great faith, but you don't see it. That's God's definition of faith. I love this. Here's another little definition of faith. That was God's definition. Then here's another interesting definition of what faith is. This is something that my cousin gave my family and me for Christmas. And we've got this displayed in our home. But it says this. Faith is not believing God can. It's knowing that God will. So it's the same thing again. It's just like God's definition, just kind of looking at it a different way. Faith is not believing God can. It's knowing God will. Faith's definition. You know, you need to learn it. You need to know that definition. That will help you. The Christian faith, it's all about faith. God is all about faith. It's the way we please Him. And if faith is something that pleases God so much, you do well to memorize that definition, to know God's definition. Memorize Hebrews 11:1. Know God's definition of faith. And you can see it in many instances. We see it played out in many different ways. Of course, we're saved by faith. We're saved by God's grace through faith. Well, how does that play out? Well, I could never get myself to heaven, but because I have sin, and so do you, and my sin would keep me separated from God forever, and there's a punishment for sin. It's death and hell. But God sent a substitute. He sent Jesus. Jesus came, and He died, and He took my punishment. He took your punishment when He died on the cross, and He's raised from the dead. And now, if anybody believes, if anybody turns from themselves and their sin, and they turn to Jesus, and they say, Lord, have mercy on me. I know I've sinned against You. Jesus, I believe everything that You did for me. I trust You. Would You save me? Well, if that happens in a person's life, that faith has now saved them. They were being sure of what they hoped for. You see, in salvation, my hope is that God will forgive my sins and I'll go to heaven. And my hope is that Jesus did all these things for me and that it's all true. And you can interchange that word hope and belief, believe or hope. And see, I'm believing that Jesus did all this stuff for me and that if I do believe it all and I call on Him, that when my time comes and I leave this earth and I pass away, that I'll be with Him for all eternity. You see, that is what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm believing. And if I'm sure of it, then I have faith. Faith is being sure of what you hope for. So there's faith in salvation. I'm being sure of what I hope for that. And I'm sure of it. I'm sure Jesus has done that for me. That's faith. I'm being certain of what I do not see. The same thing. I do not see Jesus. I've never seen Jesus. Have you? I've never seen Him. I've never seen God. I've never seen heaven. I've never seen any of this stuff. But you know what? I'm certain of it. I'm certain of it. I'm certain that it's all true, and I'm certain that I'm going there because my faith's in Jesus, not because anything I can do, because I'm trusting Jesus to get me there, and God said He'll get me there. And He is God. And you see, there's our salvation, being certain of what we do not see. And so we see faith in salvation. But then we also see faith lived out. We're saved by faith. We're saved by it. And then we also live by it. Once we're saved, the goal of the Christian life, what God wants us to do, is live our Christian life the same way we're saved. And so I'm supposed to live the exact same way that I'm saved. Being sure of what I hope for or believe, whatever God is leading me to do in my life, being sure of it. He's guiding me. He's leading me to do this next thing or whatever it is. Being sure of what I'm hoping for or believing and being certain of what I do not see. That I'll act in faith. I'll do this because I believe God wants me to. I believe He said it and I don't see it, but I'm certain of it. Well, that's faith. That's living by faith. And so we see it in salvation and we see it. We're supposed to live by it after we are saved. And of course, as I mentioned earlier this morning, we see it in many other instances. There's so many examples of faith. When you get on an airplane, of course, you put your faith in that airplane and that pilot. If you want to fly from here to Hawaii, then when you get up on that plane, you have now put your faith in that machinery, that airplane, and that pilot. And you're hoping for and you're believing that that plane is going to get you to Hawaii. That plane and pilot is going to get you to Hawaii. And if you're sure of it, then your faith is strong. If you get on that airplane and you just relax, then you have a strong faith in that plane and that pilot. Now, if you get on there and you're scared to death and also the certain of what you do not see, if you have a strong faith, you're certain that you're going to be in Hawaii in a little while. You're not worried about it. But if your faith is weak in that plane and that pilot, then you're scared to death. You're like me. You're on that airplane and you don't know what's going to happen. The first little bit of turbulence you hit and that plane shakes a little bit. Oh, we're going down. Does everybody here know Jesus? Yeah, you know. You know, if you're scared, then you don't have a strong faith. You're not being sure of what you hope for. And so faith is in so many things. We put it in the airplane. We put it in. Faith is throughout our lives. It's every little detail. We see it all the time. I've mentioned this before, but every now and then, Allison will pack me a lunch and my wife. Well, let's say that she packed this lunch and she had it sitting on the counter. I was about to walk out the door and I said, Allison, what do I have for lunch? And she said, it's a turkey sandwich and some salt and vinegar chips and there's a Diet Coke in there. And I said, great, okay. Well, and then I grabbed it and I headed out the door. And what if before I got to the car, I just said, I don't know about that. How do I know that that's the case? I'm not sure about that. I don't know if I believe what she just said. And so I open it up and I peek in there. And then she sees me looking in this lunchbox. Well, how's she going to feel, of course, looking out the window? What in the world is he doing? I just told him what was in there. And you see, the better case, the way I can show a lot more love to my wife is I can trust her. And when she says it, I can just take it and say, oh, yeah, great. You know, I'm looking forward to eating this turkey sandwich and these salt and vinegar chips. Those are going to be so good. And I don't have to look. I don't have to check up on it. If my faith is strong, if I'm believing, then I'm being sure of what I hope all that's going to be there. I believe that's going to be in there. And I'm sure of it. I'm not going to check on it. And I'm certain of what I do not see. I'm certain that lunch is in there. My wife told me it is. Well, I have great faith in those things. And now think about it with God. Are you the same way with God? Do you ever check up when God says something? He says something in His Word or he speaks something to you. Are you one that goes and checks on it? Well, you know, I need some more evidence. We need to search this thing out some more. God, I don't know if I can believe you. There's not enough there. I need to see more. Lord, if you give me some more proof, then I might believe. Are you more like that? Or are you more like you just trust God? And you have a faith. Well, that's what pleases Him. That's where the love is, when you trust Him. Well, what about you? Do you have faith? Well, first of all, do you know its definition? Do you already know that definition? Maybe you already know it. If not, learn it. You need to learn Hebrews 11:1. And then, do you have faith? How's your faith in God? Are you sure of what you hope for? How's your faith in salvation? Are you sure that you are on your way to heaven, that you've put your faith in Jesus? Are you sure that He did all that for you? And that when your time comes, and we don't know when that's going to be, it could be at any moment, it could be when we leave this place, our heart could stop while we're sitting here this morning. Who knows? Jesus could come back at any time. The question is, are you sure of what you hope for, what you believe? Are you certain that you're ready, that you're going to be there with Him? Certain of what you do not see? That's the question of faith. That'll tell you whether you have faith or not. Do you have faith? Well, to stop doubting and believe, not only do you need to know faith's definition, but secondly, you need to know faith's examples. You need to know faith's examples. We see these three examples in verses 2 through 5. God gives us, first of all, this example of His creation. He said, by faith, the universe was formed at God's command. And He talks about how it was formed out of nothing that existed yet. It wasn't like there were some things and God took it. You know, that's how we have to make anything. If you're going to create anything or make anything, you got to get something that already exists and then you have to make it. Well, not God. The way God created everything, there was nothing. We can't comprehend that. What was that like? We can't comprehend that. It was only God, but He took nothing and then He created and He spoke everything into being. And that was done by faith. Well, the question is, are you sure? Are you sure? Do you believe this is what you hope for, what you believe? God says that's how He did it all. That's how it all happened. That's the hope. That's the belief. Well, are you sure of it? Well, then you have faith. You have faith in God's creation and how He did it and what He says about it. Then you have faith. Are you certain of what you do not see? Well, I didn't see God create anything. I wasn't there. I am a part of His creation. Didn't see it. But you know what? I'm certain of it. I'm certain of what I do not see. I know God did it that way. That's faith. That's faith. No faith's examples. Well, there's the first example in verse 3, the creation. Then in verse 4, by faith, Abel, he gave a better sacrifice. You see, Abel gave from the firstborn of his flock. And his brother Cain, and that was his offering to the Lord. He gave it in faith. And then Cain gave some of the fruits of his crops, and he gave that to the Lord. But it was not pleasing to God. Perhaps the difference is faith, that Cain didn't give in faith, but that Abel did, that Abel was being sure of what he hoped for. Abel was sure, and he believed God, and he loved God, and he wanted to give God this offering, and so he was sure of it. And he didn't see God, but he was certain that all this was true, and that he could offer the best of his meats to God, and that God would be pleased with it. And he gave it in faith, and he gave it in love, and it was pleasing to God, because faith pleases God. But then on the other hand, Cain's gift was, maybe it was a more of a formality. Maybe he wasn't really giving in faith. Maybe he wasn't really thinking about, I love God, I'm sure of God, I believe God, I'm certain of God, and I'm giving this because I love God. Here you go, God. Maybe his was just a formality. Maybe his was, well, I know I'm supposed to give an offering. I'll give my offering. Watch out. Watch out. Here we sit this morning in 2011. What about your worship? What about your offerings to the Lord? You know, as we worship, what are we doing? We're offering ourselves to the Lord. We give a gift. We give a tithe and our offering. That's just monetary. But then we're giving our lives to the Lord in worship. But that's the question. Are you doing it in faith? Are you doing it in faith? Are you doing it like Abel did it? Or are you doing it just going through the motions? Are you doing it like Cain? One is pleasing to God. One is not pleasing to God. Well, to stop doubting and believe, we need to not only know faith's definition and know faith's examples, but we also... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me mention one other thing. Enoch. Enoch, there's our third example that God gives just in these six verses. And God gives a lot more examples in the rest of the chapter. But the third example is Enoch. Before Enoch... All the people in Enoch's day, you can read about this in Genesis, but all these different people, it says that this person lived and then he died. And then this person lived and then he died. This person lived and then he died. And it tells about all these people. And the neatest thing is when it gets to Enoch, it says, and Enoch, it doesn't say that he died. It says he walked with God for 300 more years. And then he did this. And then it says, and then God took him away one day. You see, Enoch never died. Because he had great faith. You see, he walked with God all that time, and he was sure of his God. He was sure of what he hoped for, what he believed, his God. He was certain of what he did not see. And he walked with God, and it says that God just took him away. It says that he was commended for his faith. And because of that great faith, he didn't even die. God just took him to be with him. One day, maybe Enoch was just walking down the beach with the Lord, and then all of a sudden, he was just gone. You just didn't see him anymore. God just took him to be with him. By faith, these things happen. And you know, great faith impresses God. There were so many different times that Jesus, who was God in the flesh, that was just when God came to earth, as Jesus was walking around, there were so many different times. On different occasions, somebody's faith would stand out to Jesus, and he would comment on it, and he would say, "Look at this man's face. I have not seen faith this great in all of Israel." And he would talk about it. Faith pleases God. Faith is pleasing to God. It pleases Jesus. And you know what? These are examples that God has given us. But what are the examples that you have? What are the examples in your life? These three examples, God says, by faith, Abel did this, and the creation happened this way. And by faith, Enoch walked with God. What would God say about you? By faith, and then he puts your name in there. What is it for you? By faith, you did this, and you did that. Well, you know what? We need to take note of it. We need to take note of the examples that God gives us. By faith, things have happened in your life. I don't know how good your memory is, but it helps me to write it down. When God does something really significant in my life, I keep journals and things, and I like to write that down. Maybe highlight it, go back at different times and look at it. Here's what God did in my life. I don't want to forget that. things that happen by faith. You may want to do that. You may want to journal some of those things. And what has God recently done? What is the faith in your life that He's recently done? I remember back earlier this summer in June, my family was on a vacation. We were thinking about going to a water park, and I was out early in the morning just kind of spending some time with the Lord, just praying. And I was thinking about the day and just praying, and we were thinking about this water park, and I was like, well, Lord, should we go and do that today? And just my impression immediately was just like, yes, but it's a lot of money. But I was like, yes, and I even wrote that in my journal, a big yes. And so anyway, we went that day, and we were thinking, well, maybe some other day, whatever. Well, we get there to the water park, long story short, and as we're going in, my wife went to go get some more money at the car, and this young couple just said, hey, are you trying to go in there? I was like, yeah. Well, they just gave us five tickets, probably $200, $300 worth of tickets. And they just gave that to us. But you see, now I know because I wrote it in my journal, because I remember I was praying and I said, God, should we go? Now, you see, it fits together. Now I know, okay, God was saying, yes, go today because I've already got this person. I'm going to have them provide for your whole family to go in there. And so I'm going to remember that. Remember faith's examples. Remember those examples in your life. So to stop doubting and believe, you need to know faith's definition. You need to know faith's examples and know your own examples of faith. And next, you need to know faith's benefit. You need to know its benefit. In verse 6, we see the benefit of faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Well, the benefit of faith is that it pleases God. You want to please God? I do. The benefit of faith is it pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, we know the opposite is completely true, that great faith pleases Him, that whoever comes to Him must have faith, and that pleases Him. He must believe He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Well, how strong is your faith? How strong is your faith this morning? The last thing that we want to mention is know faith's action. You need to know faith's action, that God calls us to live by faith, to put our faith into action. This is how we please God. Now, what are some things that you can do? What might you need to do so that your faith is strong, so that it's strengthened? Well, the Bible tells us that faith comes. Where does it come from? Faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. And so if your faith's weak today, if you need more faith, you just need to read God's Word more. You just need to absorb God's Word. You need to saturate yourself with it. Read it often. Find different ways to hear it. You're hearing it right now. Come to Bible study, 9 o'clock every Sunday morning. Come Sunday night at 5 o'clock. We'll look at it some more. Read it on your own every day. That will bring faith from God's Word. Also, God says at different times through His Word, seek Me and you will find Me. Seek Me with all of your heart and you will find Me. So read His Word and seek Him. Look for Him. Search for Him as if you're searching for hidden treasure. Look for Him and you will find Him, He says. Jesus said in Matthew 5 that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. That if you look for God in those things, you will be filled. You'll be satisfied. And of course, prayer. Of course, we can pray. We can pray for more faith. You know, a great prayer to pray, especially if your faith is weak, if you get like Peter and you're looking at all the circumstances, a great prayer to pray is the man that was with Jesus, and he prayed and he said, Lord, I believe, but Lord, help me to overcome my unbelief. That's a great prayer to pray. Maybe your faith's weak. Just pray that. Lord, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. Pray for faith. Pray that God will give you more faith. He is the one that can increase it. Well, considering what you've heard, taking what you've heard, the question is, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with what God's spoken to you this morning? What action will you take? Because faith without works is dead. You see, we can have faith, but God says, don't just hear the word. Don't just hear about all these things. That doesn't matter. But do them. Do them. Whatever God has spoken to you this morning, do it. What actions, what decisions do you need to make this morning? I encourage you to do that. Chris is going to come, and he's going to lead us in an invitation. And I'm going to pray first, but if there's something God is speaking to you this morning, maybe you've realized that you need to just put your faith in Jesus, that you need to trust Him for salvation, to save you from your sins, then you make that decision. If Jesus is calling you to join this church, maybe you've realized that you attend here, but that God wants you to plug in here, that He wants you to be here, that He wants you to join, then you consider that. You make that decision. Maybe there's something else. Maybe you just need to pray. Maybe you need to pray about your faith. You can pray right there at your seat. Or if you'd like to pray during the song, you're welcome to come to the altar and pray. But as Chris leads us, I'm going to pray, and then Chris is going to lead us. And whatever decision you need to make, you make it. Father, Lord, we thank You for this faith, Lord. Thank You for faith in You, that it is a gift from You. Lord, would You increase it? Would You increase our faith that we may not only be saved by it, but that we may live by it, Lord, daily. Help us in these things. And Lord, whatever You're speaking to each heart, make it clear. Make it clear to each person what You are saying, that they may know what to do with what You've said. And if there are any decisions that need to be made, Lord, help Your people, Lord, to come and to share that, to walk down the aisle to share that with us. We pray these things in Jesus' name.